people, sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Last time we were together, we looked at a verse that's really been ringing in my spirit, and I actually saw it in a way that I'd not seen it. I've studied this. You know how you can study the scriptures and suddenly, you see something you didn't see. God gives you a rhema word. Now remember, the rhema is important because the rhema is the catalyst. Okay, it's the one that jump starts your life. It's the life giver. The logos, anyone can read the logos, and it's good. It's the printed page, but this word on these pages must come to life. Say amen, lights. Thank you, lights. Amen. It's the rhema, and I don't want to discourage anyone from reading. Read the Bible. You know, fill your mind with positivity, with the Word of God, with truth, because the Word is life. But it's the times when you're seeking God and He opens up a rhema to you. That's why the just live by faith. You don't understand and then believe. No, we believe, and then understanding comes. Amen. That's the entry in. Otherwise, everybody would know everything in the scripture. The unbeliever, he don't believe, but he understands. He don't understand because he doesn't believe. If the Bible is true, how could so many different people write it? You know, you have arguments like that. People would like to argue the word. Well, evidently they don't know the scriptures. Because the scripture says that holy men spoke as they were moved. See, without the paraclete, without the Holy Spirit, forget it. Amen, forget it. Your natural mind is not going to understand nor perceive the Word of God. You know, there's a parasite, and then there's the paraclete. The parasite, you know, a parasite sucks. Take your blood out, but the paraclete walks beside, and he infuses. And Holy Spirit is the paraclete. Amen. He's not a Pharisee. He's here to, amen, comfort us, to strengthen us, to guide us, to inspire us, to protect us, to, you know, all that good stuff that God has promised us. But say this with me, but the just shall live by their faith. You know, I was so inspired in prayer the other morning. I talked to Pastor and I talked to Trev, I think, with Brother Trevor, about something that I'm going to continue to hash over in my mind. But I want to do some mini schools of stature where we do 3 days of teaching. There's so much I want to download, and they're not discrediting the millennials, but the generation following us is hungry. They're hungry for the word, they're hungry for God, they're hungry for the move, they're hungry for creativity. And you know, I want to feed that beast. I don't want to keep them chained up. You know, let them out. But you know, they need the Joshuas and the Calebs. Joshua and Caleb came through the desert. They were battle hardened. They understood different things, but the next generation has the energy, the drive, the technology. And so we want to, and I want to start with a subject that, you know, it just is just so bubbling over in my spirit. Foundational things are real necessary. You know, people can wonder what makes Christianity or kingdom or this thing, salvation, any different from Islam or Hinduism. And, you know, they talk about how some of the Chinese ancient religions were here thousands of years before Christianity, before Jesus came. But they weren't here before Cain. Right? According to my Bible. And there's a way the Bible calls the way of Cain. And it's so fundamental and foundational for us to understand what that's all about. That's Genesis, the book of genes, beginnings, DNA. That's where it starts. If you understand that, then a whole lot of stuff won't confuse you today. Because wide is the gate that leads unto destruction, the way of Cain. But narrow is the gate that leads unto life, which is the way of Christ. How many know? It ain't but one name. I don't care what you say. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And you need scripture to back that up. And that's what I want to download. Show you through the Old and the New Testament what it's talking about. Jesus is all over the place. Amen. Here's just a little seed, because when we open up, when the Lord leads, you know, sign up. I don't even know if, you know, we probably, well, I may charge something for the material. But, you know, it won't be anything. You know, just a little nominal something, but it's just in me to get it to you. You know, take for example the book of Genesis, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. This is just a tidbit, a little something I just want to throw out like a bone, you know, a little carrot. Got a little ham on it. Make you hungry. Adam and Eve, they knew good and evil before they ate of that tree. Okay. God told them what to do and what not to do. So they knew already what was good and what was evil. He said, the day you eat of this tree, you'll surely die. Don't eat of that tree. Of every other tree you may eat, but of this tree, so-called tree, the day you eat thereof, you'll die. So they already knew what God wanted and what was evil. So the devil was tricking them in saying, the day that you eat of that tree, you're going to become like God to know good and evil. They already knew it. Amen. Devil ain't got no new tricks. Amen. He still tried to deceive you with stuff. You'll be like God. You already like God. You might have messed up last week, but you're still like God. You're still created in his image and likeness. And when you repent and get back in good graces with him, everything's cool. Amen. Hello. Amen. But he'll try to condemn you. He'll try to convince you otherwise, get your mind all confused about things until you get condemned and, you know, lose your value and self-esteem. But what he was saying or what happened, the day that they ate of that tree, they already knew good and evil. But what happened when they ate of the tree, they became judges of what was good and what was evil. Like man today, what might be evil for you, that ain't evil for me. What might be good to me, you might think it's evil, but it's good to me. Are you hearing me? Amen. See, only God can determine good and evil. Not the Constitution. Amen. Not the laws on your job, the rules on your job. All that stuff is just fruit of stuff. God determines good and evil. No matter how man twists and perverts stuff, the Word of God will determine that. That is the final authority. So when they ate of the tree, what they did, they became judges. They became those that determined what was good and what was evil. Are you following me? So when we understand that, and how, and I'm just giving you some tidbits, and I'm getting the message for tonight. Because I'm excited. This thing's got my baby leaping. But when Adam and Eve were created, Adam was created, but Eve was taken out of him. When he was created, he was Adam. In other words, not just one, but two. That she was there. So they were created equal. But now, when they ate of the so-called tree, it says the woman was deceived, but Adam was in the transgression. How come Adam got all the flack? Eve ate first. Look at some of you ladies, huh? Come on. Eve ate first, and then she gave to her husband with her. He was right there with her. Why was she not in the transgression? She ate first. She was deceived. Adam was not deceived. Why was not Adam deceived? Picture this with me. Eve eats. Adam watches her eat. And the moment she eats of it, everything about her changes. No longer is she covered with God's glory. They were clothed, but not with clothes. They were clothed with a glory. And the moment she ate, that glory left her. Adam saw it. And instead of grabbing her and running her to God or throwing the fruit down, he knowingly, knowing what happened, ate too. That's why he was in the transgression. She was deceived. Now, you know, if you're with somebody and you see them do something, and, you know, they done jumped over the cliff. Are you gonna jump too? Now you see them down there, ain't moving. You know, all sprawled out. Well, I guess I'll jump too. But those are just little tidbits so that we can begin to understand, because Cain, the Bible says, was of that wicked one. And you know, sometimes people feel sorry for Cain. But Cain was of that wicked one. He knew exactly what he was doing in rebellion toward God when he brought to God what he did, and God rejected him. And so from that point, there started what Jude calls the way of Cain and the systems of this world, religions, religious folk in the church. You see, I'm going to say this, then I'm really going into my message tonight.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect.